When you get old, you do crazy things, don't you? And I've got a cough. Please excuse it. Let's pray. God, our Father, may the words of my mouth be acceptable to you this day. It's in all things we ask in Christ's name, amen. I did this several years ago. Maybe some of you remember it. Some of you wasn't here then. But it's from a parable taken from Matthew 25, beginning at verse 14. Again, it would be like a man going on a journey. This is what heaven's going to be like, the end time. It would be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted them his property to them. To one, he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then we went on his journey. The man who had received the 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more. So also the one who got 2 talents gained 2 more. But the man who had 1 talent hid, dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned to settle the accounts with them. The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5. Master, he said, you trusted me 5 talents, and so I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with 2 talents came also and said, Master, you entrusted me with 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a few things. I'll put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then the man who received 1 talent came and said, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid, and I went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here's what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvested where I had not sown and gathered where I had not scattered seed. Well, then you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers. So when I return, I will have received it back with interest. Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents. For every one who has will be given more, and who will have an abundance. But who does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is the word of the Lord. Jesus taught a lot in talents, in parable. And parable is take something you know, well familiar with, and lay something beside it and get truth from it. That's what he's doing here. There are many truths in this parable. The main truth is that everybody got something. These 3 servants is a microclip of what the world is like. And so everybody got something. I've heard a lot of people tell me that I was behind the door when God gave out talents and I didn't get any. Don't you believe it? Everybody has got something. But the truth of this parable is that everybody got something. I have not collected my thoughts good. She's going to be with me just for a minute. Jeff, you may have to take over anyway. I'm drawing a blank.
Don't feel bad. That happens to me most days.
No, it's okay. Just give me a minute.
Go ahead.
Take your time.
But as I said, everybody has a talent. But what lesson do we get from this? First of all, the guy who had most talent ran out and earned 10 more. The other guy did 2 more. These men did their best. But the third one went out and dug a hole in the ground and put his talent in the ground. This really, what this parable is telling us, that if we don't use our talents, we're going to use it. We're going to lose it. Darwin, as a young person, was gifted. People said he was destined to be a pianist, a great pianist. But we know what happened. His interest did not lie there. He went and he rewrote how we view the animal kingdom. But after he retired, he was going to take up a piano. And much to his chagrin, he could not determine one note from another. He did not use that talent, so he completely lost it. So that's one of the truths of this parable. If we do not use the talents that God has given us, we will lose it. And another parable, teaching of a parable, is God had a skewed view of this man, had a skewed view of his master. He said, I knew you to be a hard master, reaping where you did not sow, etc. But he did not understand, he did not see the value of his master in truth picture. I knew a man in Florida that God had given him 4 daughters. He finally gave him a son that he'd always wanted. And the little fellow was about 5 years old one Christmas morning. After he opened his presents, he went out the door and ran across the road to see his buddy on the other side of the street. Not looking, ran in front of a car, and the car hit him and killed him. That man was absolutely devastated. He said, if this is the kind of God that I serve, I don't want anything to do with him. That man never entered the church again until 5-6 men carried him in his casket for his funeral. He did not see the blessings that God had given him with 4 lovely daughters. The only thing he saw was that God took that son of his away from him. The skewed view of God. Another truth of this parable is that there's no rest for the weary. Because what did God do with the talent that was not used? What did he do with it? He assigned it to the man who had done the most work, who had 10 talents. I'm an old man. I shouldn't even be up here now. But I'm an old man. And I've tried my best to use the talent that God gave me in this church. And I've always said there's no retirement in the scriptures. Moses was 80 years old when he was given the task of leading the children of Israel out of Egypt. But it reaches a point in time I know when we should step aside, and I've promised to do that. Several years ago, I promised that would be my last sermon I ever preached here. But here I'm trying it again. I just hope you forgive me. But this parable contains a lot of truths that we need to understand and we need to take to heart. One of the Psalms, I can't remember which one it is, it says, what fit return can I give to God for all that he has done for me? And I think the answer is in this parable. because what did it say? It gave each man but one 5 talents based on his ability. Gave the other one 3 talents based on his ability. And he gave the 1 talent based on the ability. So God requires of us to do the best we can with what he has given us. He doesn't expect those who cannot speak to go out and save the world with their voice like Billy Graham. He does not expect that. But he does expect you to do what you're able to do. That's what this parable teaches. And that's what we should hear today. And it's what we should remember. That God has given everybody some ability to do something. And we need to find out what that is and do it to the best of our ability. And if we do that, we will hear those good and pleasant words that we all hope to hear. Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into your joy of my presence. That's what we should all be praying for. And I guarantee you, this is my last sermon at New Sterling.
Never say never.
Never say never, but I did.
You said there's no retirement.
There's no retirement in the scriptures, that's true. But I'm going to make a case for that. This is retirement. Let's pray. God, our Father, we thank you for the lessons in the scriptures. It is full of them. When we face a problem in life, we should go to the scriptures and search for scriptures. There are a lot of lessons there. We're even advised to go and watch the ant, to learn from the ant, that simple ant. And that is, the ant is busy all the time preparing for the future. That's what we should be. Again, our Father, we thank you for the opportunity to do this. Go with us now and give us your peace. We ask in Christ's name, amen.